Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The left fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holler hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards first. McCovey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perry scores. Gabrielson moves to third. Mays moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabrielson scores. Mays scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 4-0, Giants. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Brown reaches second base with a double. Altman throws the ball into Banks, who tags Brown trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McCovey scores. Hart scores. Haller goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry strikes out. one out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey strikes out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. Hart moves to second. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing center field. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Connors now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Perry reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Gabrielson moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Bill Connors. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lanier moves to third. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 4 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.